News, Canberra.
China has warned Australia its people could suffer from further trade sanctions after confirming strained relations led to punitive tariffs. Severely damaged diplomatic ties sparked action from Beijing against Australian barley, beef, coal, copper, lobster, timber and wine. A Chinese foreign ministry spokesman was asked about Australian agricultural products losing market share in China at a news conference in Beijing. He says Beijing will not allow any country to reap benefits from doing business with China while groundlessly accusing and smearing the country. Epidemiologists are welcoming the extension of the Greater Sydney lockdown with 27 new COVID cases announced today, but they're saying it could be too little too late. Epidemiologist Mary Louise McClaws from the University of New South Wales told Sky News the government should have enforced a lockdown earlier.
Lockdowns are not nice, but they're very effective when they're done quick and fast. So you get in fast and you get out fast.
Meantime, the state's business sector is calling for more support. Business New South Wales CEO Daniel Hunter told the ABC the state government has done the right thing by business so far during the pandemic.
In saying that, it has a massive devastating impact on business. Our research is telling us that the revenue impacts on business are much worse than previous lockdowns. It's getting really difficult for businesses and some simply won't recover.
The committee inquiring into the destruction of ancient sites has heard how legislation itself enabled the detonation of the 46,000-year-old Juukan Gorge in the Western Australian Pilbara. The Northern Australia Committee was set up in the wake of the destruction of the gorge and is holding public meetings this week. Committee Chair Warren Ansh says current laws in Western Australia give landowners the right to destroy, damage or alter Aboriginal sites on their land. Mr. Ansh says stakeholders at the meeting agree that Section 18 of WA's Aboriginal Heritage Act has to be reformed and quickly.
Companies got these Section 18s because they knew that there were sites on the areas of interest, and by getting a Section 18 approval, it meant to say that not even the minister, nobody could actually stop them from doing things. So basically, it effectively gave them an approval to destroy.
In sport, the Phoenix Suns have taken out Game 1 in the opening matchup of their final series against the Milwaukee Bucks 118-105. Chris Paul delivered an NBA Finals debut that was well worth his lengthy wait with 32 points and 9 assists. Finally playing for the title in his 16th season, the star point guard has the Suns in the NBA deciders for only the third time.
National Radio News, produced by Charles Sturt University, the Community Radio Network, and supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.
And now for the latest weather on Alive 90.5.
It's 3 minutes past three here on Alive 90.5. It's slightly chilly, well, quite chilly, Wednesday afternoon here in the studio in Baulkham Hills. We're currently sitting at 15.5 degrees and tops of 17 today. Mostly sunny though. So got to say it's been quite good today. It's going to be tops of 17 tomorrow as well. Mostly sunny. And on Friday, it's not looking as pretty. Tops of 14 and a rainy day ahead.
And now on Alive 90.5, here's the latest traffic information.
Wallendean to Tamora, Burley Griffin Way between Olympic Highway and Millvale Road. There's been some road damage, slight hazard there. Roads is closed in both directions.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Live 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. My name is Mario Beckes, my co-host on Partner in Crime, Matthew Caruana. We'd like to say thank you to Nathan
Miola.
I apologize because I need to learn his Nathan Miola. Thank you, Nathan, for sharing your story with us. I'd like to say thank you very much for inspiring us, all of us. And the interview with Nathan Miola tonight after 6:30 p.m. on our website alive905.com.au. As well, I'd like to say thank you to my boss, our boss actually, Darren Caps Davis, who sent us now images, and we have the new look on our podcast Business Insights with Mario and Matt. So feel free to check, and we're going to advertise a little later. Now it's time to introduce our second guest. It's a lovely lady, Sarita.
Sarita, how are you today?
I'm well. Thank you very much for having me on your show.
The pleasure is all ours, Sarita. Look, Matt and I had a usually custom question for the, you know, for the ice breaking of the radio show. So do you mind, by your own words and our 1 minute listeners, to share with us, who is Sarita Verma?
Certainly. So Sarita Verma, well, she was born in Singapore. I migrated to Sydney in 1982, so I've been here for quite a bit. Been working for 39 years in the corporate world, and then I took a leap of faith on myself and started my business called An Element of Fun.
Element of Fun, that's interesting. Why Element of Fun, eh?
Pardon? Why Element of Fun? I think I've been kind of, you know, working in the corporate world for 39 years, and I thought there must be more to life than my 9-to-5 routine, or maybe 9-to-7 if you're in the corporate world. So I did a transformational course about 3 years back, and that was my turning point. In somewhere in that 3 days, it was like, if I did nothing today, well, you know, the past will become my future. And at that point, alarm bells were ringing, and I said, that's not how I want to be living my life. So I rattled my future. I gave up my job, asked my boss if he would make me redundant, but he said, no, he won't. So I did the next best thing. I just applied for another job so that I could think clearly. It was only a 6 months role, but it became my impetus to set myself up. And yeah, so that's how Element of Fun got started, because I realized that a lot of us are just working 9-to-5. We have forgotten what fun is all about, you know. And weekends come, we had young kids then. All we did was took them to their weekend activities, house clean, and then the week starts again. So that was 3 years ago, and I've not looked back.
That's amazing. So you mentioned we've forgotten, like, what it means to have fun and that element of fun in our lives. What was that breaking point for you that was like, no, like, say, was there a particular circumstance, event, or person maybe that came into your life that made you realize that for yourself? Like, no, I'm over this. There's more for me, and I want some more fun in my life.
I'm a single mom, so I've been divorced for, well, about maybe 15 years now. But so it kind of, you know, then you look after your kids, and now they're both young men, they've grown up. And I think the space I've created now is that I can create all the things I've messed up. You know, I've been the good, great mom, I've done everything, but I had a mortgage. So that's what kept me working, was the mortgage, that I had to fulfill the mortgage each month so that we have a roof over our head. And so that's it, you know. But and that 3 days created this thing in my mind that I needed to create a change for myself. If not, my life would just be the same. You know, we don't do nothing today. 10 days later, it's going to be the same. So there's no impact. I wasn't ready for that.
That's amazing. I mean, that takes a lot of courage to say, I'm going to take a step into the unknown and say, even though I've got a mortgage, no, I'm going to follow my dream.
That's it. Just like that.
I
highly recommend this course. It's called Landmark, but it is really mind-changing, because it's a transformational course. It's nothing to do with information. We are overloaded with information, but it's how we perceive what we want to do.
So, Sarita, can I ask you one question? You know, speaking about dreams, can you share with us why are we afraid to dream? Is a dreaming stops when you're finishing your childhood, and you know, ever expect from us to be adults, to be big or whatever it is, or is a dreaming something we should continue?
I guess it's really also people's circumstances. Sometimes it's hard to dream because you are living the ordinary life, and that's all, you know, all the mundane things are thrown at you, so it's so hard to dream. Mm-hmm. But then if you take a leap of faith and say, you know what, it will work. Whatever I do will also create whatever I was doing, but it's going to alter what I can do going forward. So that was what changed me. It was the dare to dream. And it was funny, on my son, when I gifted him his watch, his first wrist watch, about when he was 15. And in there I inscribed, dare to dream. And now he's 20. 7, and he's living it up in the Gold Coast and, you know, running a motel there, a service apartment. So
wow.
I think sometimes play on words can also alter your life, you know, rather than saying, why me? Let's say, why not me?
Why not me? Well, what a question to ask. Because, I mean, like, in my experience, I've, like, in terms of, like, dreams and all that stuff, I so often doubt myself, and I think a lot of people do. It's so easy to be like, you know, oh, I'll never achieve that. Oh, no, I'm not good enough for that. And it almost feels like the safe place to go, because it's easiest to go to that place because there's little to no resistance there. There's nothing resisting it, right?
Yeah, but, yeah, yeah, be safe. Like, that's your safe space, you know, but are you happy in that safe space?
But what's amazing, I think, is the fact that, as you said, it's a safe space, but that safe space is actually something we don't want. We want more, right?
Yes, absolutely. I'm 61 and I'm loving life. So there you go. It's possible for anyone and everyone.
Sorry, go on.
No, if you take that chance on yourself, you know, ask what you're doing and what can you do better? Because we really want happy people around us.
We all deserve it. That's the thing, right?
Thank you.
And one question just before we go on the break. Do you think everyone has a dream? No matter who you are.
Oh, that's a good question. That's a good question. Please, Sarita, share with us, yes.
I mean, we all have aspirations, but some of us maybe don't execute it because of fear. I think fear kills a lot of, you know, potential in people. It is like, I'm not good enough, or I can't do it, so why even try?
But so do you think that people love to please more others, what they think about themselves, rather than, you know, like chasing your goals and your dreams?
Could be. You know, people get so used to what they do daily that they stop wanting to do something different or something that would spur them to do better. You know, a lot, I've got friends that just love what they're doing day to day, but yet I can see they're not happy in doing what they're doing. So I don't know. I took that leap of faith on me, and I've never looked back.
Such a calm voice, Sarita. Thank you for this. We take a short break. You're listening to Live 90.5 okay. Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Matt and Mario will take a short break, and our guest in studio online due to COVID restrictions, Sarita Verma. And after break, we'll come back with more questions about your health then.
Alive 90.5.
I'm Sam Mamone and Director of Cherrybrook Real Estate, the specialist in residential management. Call us on 9980 9860. We pride ourselves on taking the stress out of property management, looking after you and your investment at a competitive rate. If you need property management, call me, Sam Mamone from Cherrybrook Real Estate, 9980 9860.
Station sponsor.
Ever have that sinking feeling that you forgot to get the gas bottle filled for the barbecue or outdoor heater? Do you worry about transporting a gas bottle in the boot of your car? Kangaroo Gas has got you covered. Kangaroo Gas will deliver 8.5 kilogram gas bottles to your home or business. Call 0405 LPG LPG or go to kangaroogas.com.au. That's 0405 LPG LPG online at kangaroogas.com.au or find them on Facebook. Station sponsor.
Australia's Therapeutic Goods Administration's strict testing of COVID-19 vaccines ensures approved vaccines are safe and effective. All vaccines are thoroughly tested for safety before they are approved for use in Australia. COVID-19 vaccines prevent serious sickness and death and help to protect you, your family and the community. For more information, call 1-800-020-080. For translating and interpreting services, call 131-450.
Around the world.
Around the globe.
Streaming live 24/7.
Alive905.com.au.
Welcome back to the studio, listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Matt is a little bit busy. The girls sending him text messages all the time. They want to come on the radio, but that will not happen because we have our guest in the studio, Sarita Verma. Sarita, thank you for being our guest today. Hello, Sarita.
Sarita,
Sarita, can you hear us?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, perfect, perfect.
I was thinking maybe just to catch a flight and going to Bali, you know, for the moment. But that's okay. I was thinking staying with us. And I'm pretty sure that my partner in crime, Matt Caruana, has the more questions for you.
That'd be nice.
Absolutely. So, Sarita, we haven't touched on it yet, but you did obviously bring up Element of Fun, your business, although you also sell USANA products.
Correct. So how it all started was... I had no planning. I just dived deep into creating an element of fun. It was about bringing fun into people's lives because I related a lot of people like me that work hard. So I wanted to create, even just for my friends, you know, have dinner parties or go out for dinner, organize it for them, get them out of their day-to-day, overworked, unstressed. Unstress them, literally. So I then started mini retreats, but I realized that my health wasn't perfect. I was experiencing joint pains, and so I realized, am I doing the right thing? But fortunately, I met a lady in my BNI, which is a Business Networking International, which is where I promote my good health and wellness. So she recommended, at that time I was doing retreats, so she recommended I take the health pack, even though I was taking multivitamins 4 or 5 years prior. So for me, I used to struggle getting out of bed. I don't know if people can relate with me, but overnight, you know, in the morning, I literally take about 10 minutes just to slide myself to the edge of the bed, sit up, lumber up, and then start my day. But after 2 weeks on the health pack, I literally just got up and have my shower and my day starts straight away. So it started got me thinking like, wow, what is this I'm taking? How powerful is it? So then I inquired a bit more. I found out more about USANA, what it does. So it is actually science-based. It was founded by a scientist. And so I was just excited that my health was, like, almost perfect. You know, less pain, very tolerable, but I could do a lot of things that I struggled to do. And then that's when I started to include USANA. So my tagline became, you know, build your health and let's have fun. So it became quite lucky for me that I could include USANA into it because I realized a lot of people have not heard of USANA, and we all just go, when we are doing our shopping, we just grab a few multivitamins and put in our trolley, you know, and that's it. So that's how I got involved with USANA because I realized this is almost magical, magical potent nutrients that our cells needed.
Magic is good. Magic, really? It's always good.
Mario's dancing in the studio.
Yeah.
So, I mean, and we talk about magic. I mean, you mentioned 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Maybe just under, yeah. It was like so noticeable that I couldn't believe it, you know, that I could sit on the floor, cross-legged, meditate for 10, 20 minutes, which I never could do before. So it just showed me that this is something really worth looking into and promoting.
Can I just sidetrack you? Sorry, Sarita, for the moment, sure. Because I want to capture this moment very, very much. I'm exploring lately meditation.
Yes. Yes.
And, no, honestly, I really do, right?
Great.
I can't watch only, you know, I mean, triple X channels. But, you know, the thing it is, how do people meditate? If you can share with us, what is meditation? Why is it important? How they can apply? I'll ask you for myself, Sarita, please, if you can. Particularly during the lockdown, apart of the USANA and other supplements you're using, you mentioned meditation. So if you can share with our listeners why, how, and when.
How? I think meditation, well, I'm not very good at it, but, you know, sometimes it just steals our mind because our mind's always racing, right? We're trying to do too many things. But this meditation actually centers you. So you think of nothing but your breath and you just focus on it and then you let everything else disappear around you. So all your stresses are gone. And so for me, I don't do long ones, but you know, there's a lot of meditation to do with the breathing, and I wish I could share more with you, but I know it centers you. It really starts the day for you. I've got a lot of friends that start their day after meditating, and I believe it just clears their mind, and then they can start to see more clarity in what they have to do for the day.
Yeah. I mean. So, Sarita, I'm not sure if you read this book. So, I mean, there's a book that I read a while ago called Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. That book turned my life around. It introduced meditation to me and explained it in a way that actually made sense. Correct me if I'm wrong. It sounds like you've actually read this book, the way you speak.
I have that book in my bookshelf, honestly. I never read it. I bought it like 2 years ago, and I was like, oh, seriously.
What are you waiting for?
The blue book, it's a blue covers.
That's
and,
it.
You know, I bought it on the way when I was flying overseas and I never read, you know what I mean? But, you know, I know
right.
I'll take advice from people like Sarita. Sarita,
right.
she's a true gem for one reason. She's buzzing in community in Hills area, helping other people. She's always smiling. She's always happy. And, you know, when you say that meditation and the supplements, but Sarita, how do you stay sane during the lockdown? How do you
stay
sane and healthy?
Okay, I'm also an animal lover, so for me, lockdown means I get to be with my dogs. I've got 3 dogs. One is now blind, but so they give me a lot of sanity. But then I'm also with friends where we have Zoom calls. My USANA group is pretty vibrant, so we meet daily, we talk. So there's always something going on, and when you are trying to promote USANA, you're always talking to people. So while you don't get to meet them, you get to talk to someone. So for me, this is an perfect industry because I love people. I love to share with people what is good, not just love people, and you know, because this actually works. So so for me, lockdown hasn't impacted me. It just means I could do a lot of things from home.
I mean, USANA's just... USANA just sounds like a more of a community of high vibe people that are really all about not only growth but also, you know, growth,
personal development. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, Sarita, before we go for the break, can you just share with us what's the most important ingredient we should have during the lockdown for our brain?
Okay, for your brain, the way I relax sometimes in between tasks is I play online Scrabble. So my mind is always active.
Okay.
But I suppose if you're a healthy person, you know, like if your body, your cells are all fat nutrients, you actually are a happy person. That's the science of it. You
yeah.
know, when your cells are fed and nourished potent nutrients,
yeah.
you enjoy optimal health. So It's so hard to be depressed. You know, sometimes I think when you're depressed, maybe some imbalance is there that we need to just restore it. Or if you start to get depressed, create an activity. So I learned something a few days ago. You know, humans, we have so many emotions that depress us. So we get miserable, we get upset over little things. We write them all down, and then we slide on the other side. We just put the word activity, and then you slide the paper over to the emotions that are depressing you, and you see the word activity. It prompts you to say, "Hey, just go and do a bit of gardening," and then you forget your emotions. So you start to stay saner and happier.
Well, thank you, Sarita. Look, we'll take a short break, Sarita, for the few minutes. Matt is going to take us and lead us for the break. You're listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Marion and Matt. I'd like to say thank you, Matt Caruana, for the manning the phones, manning the console, and organizing this list. I'd like to say again, thank you to Darren Capes Davis for making the new visual design of this awesome radio show, Business Insights with Matt and Mario. And we'll take a short break. What do you think, Matt?
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Alive 90.5.
Look into my eyes, can you see they're open wide? Would I lie to you? Would I lie to you? Don't you know it's true? Cause there's no one else but you. Would I lie to you? Would I lie to you, babe? Time for me to demonstrate that I'm at work when I stay up late. Club girls call when I serenade. So I bought balls just to fill the needs. There ain't no plan, I'm just a man, and I'll always want you. Time for me to love you like I do, when I'm always on the road, baby you should know. Time for me to love you just to prove, I ain't jealous when you go. Yeah, oh, oh, oh. Look into my eyes, can you see the open wide? Would I lie to you? Would I lie to you, babe? Oh, you know it's true, but there's no one else but you. Would I lie to you, babe? Would I lie to you, babe? Back of the car, you start to jump on me. Like heaven, you are just fine to know me. And I fell in love again. Then I ain't looking for a friend. It's hard for me to love you like I do, when I'm always on the road, baby, you should know. Time for me to love you just to prove, I ain't jealous when you go. Hey, oh, oh, oh. Look into my eyes, can you see they're open wide? Would I lie to you? Would I lie to you, babe? Don't you know it's true? Cause there's no one else but you. Would I lie to you, babe? Would I lie to you, babe?
Hawkesbury Community News is a fortnightly free local publication packed with stories about local people, news, puzzles and a whole lot more, including history, a guide to community groups, tradesmen and a variety of local advertisers. Supporting the community for 35 years and as a proud sponsor of Alive 90.5, we believe it's important to keep our community connected. Enjoy your coffee with station sponsor Hillstour Hawkesbury Community News. Pick up a copy at your local shopping centre, visit hillstourhawkesbury.com.au or follow them on Facebook.
We are the Insight Intelligence Group, specialising in Australian corporate investigations and information risk management, workplace investigations, competitor analysis, social media intelligence, reputational risk management, internal or external investigations. Professional and proactive, Insight Intelligence Group works with you to ensure the success of the investigation. Australia-wide or global, facts, not opinion. 02 8837 insightintelligence.com.au.
Station sponsor.
It is 3:30 here on Alive 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt. Your sound, your community. Guys, we're live, we're not in studio, unfortunately, with Sarita Verma. She owns, well, no, she's the founder of Element Farm, but she also...
She runs a good business, though.
Runs a good business and sells USANA products. And so USANA, we've spoken on USANA... Sorry, Sarita. We've spoken on USANA a little bit briefly, although I'd love to dive a little bit further into it and sort of just find out, firstly, why USANA? Like, what's the whole... We understand it's health products, but why USANA? Why not other companies?
Okay, so what distinguishes USANA over other vitamins is USANA is founded by a scientist and an immunologist. So that's Dr. Myron Wentz. So he's created, he lost his parents when they were fairly young, and he spent his entire adulthood finding out what our cells require to give us optimal health. So that's the backing of USANA. You know, the founder is an immunologist. So he's created they have a lot of multivitamins, but the foundation of our health is the health pack, and that contains the patented intelligence technology. So where our cells, our whole body is made out of cells, so we need to nourish it daily, feed it. And what happens is the damaged cells actually starts to repair themselves. And I'm thinking, in that 2 weeks that I had joint pains, it must be some of my cells were damaged, from eating the wrong food, not giving my body enough nutrients daily, that they get impacted. So when our cells are all being given all these vitamins, and it's a daily thing that we require, our cells require good food. So we can get it from eating well, but when you lead a busy lifestyle, it is so hard to have proper breakfast, proper lunch, proper dinner. So what we end up doing is we skip breakfast, we grab a quick bite outside, but at least now people are getting more health conscious. But so when our cells don't get that nourishment, it starts to suffer. And multivitamins fill that void for people like the busy people. You know, like I tell my kids sometimes, do you want a Nutri-Meal or you want to make your own breakfast? You know, because I'm done with spending.
That's a good question.
So what do my kids say? All right, we'll have a shake with your mom. Great.
So Sarita, may I ask you...
1 minute, I've fed them all.
Yeah, sorry to interrupt you. Like, you know, as you know, like we have now extended lockdown for another 10 days.
Yes.
But even during the lockdown, but even if it's not lockdown, I'm noticing, let's just say my street in North Kellyville where I live, mm-hmm. I can see a lot of food delivery. And I know it's convenient, you know, I mean, I'm the fat guy, you know what I mean? But I try not to, but it's true, like, you know, I mean, I'm eating things I should not eat midnight, you know, I mean, jar of Nutella. But the thing it is, I can see a lot of food delivery and...
Absolutely.
Why?
Uber Eats. Do you know, I was just at the shops about a week ago in Carlingford, and I look at the parking lot. There were about 6-7 parking lots with the word Uber written on it. So it's
safe. Wow.
It just tells you that, wow, these guys must be in and out and they need parking next to their restaurants. But this is like 6 parking lots allocated to just the word Uber. So that tells me it is, you know, very popular now with people. I wonder why, though, but it is.
Why are we choosing, like, and, you know, I'll say generally, Matt, maybe you can explain it to me. We're all freaks like a Matt Caruana, 4 o'clock going in gym, you know, which is true. Like, no, honestly, Matt is going 4 o'clock in the gym. I don't know, like, how he can. But the point we're trying to make, Matt, why the people choosing more delivery than, I don't know, make themselves some salad or shake or something this week?
It's just convenience, right?
I don't know. It's convenient, but when you realize what you're spending are a Nutri-Meal. So in USANA, we also have neutral. Like, they are shakes, but they have all the... It's calorie control. It's low glycemic, so it keeps you full.
Yeah, but it's not too nice and yummy and greasy and fatty.
I know. But you know what? What matters most? Your health or...
Uh-huh.
You know, so when you eat healthy, once in a while when you get naughty, it's like, okay, you know, I've justified, I've been healthy. So, but it is hard. Like people say, it's so hard to be just healthy 3 times a day. So... You know, it's convenient. People are busier now. There's
but I bet we have the moments in life, and I'll say something from my point of view.
It's
2014, my wife then, and my son, I did have, I was quite ill for some time, Matt, and, you know, I had some issues, some infections on my chest and everything else. I was even thinking I had a lung cancer for the moment. You know, honestly, like, doctor done the old checks and everything else. He says to him, listen, I think it's more mentally than anything else. But because you cough for so long, you know, and, you know, I need to stop that cough, because I was coughing for like 6 months, you know, I couldn't stop cough, I couldn't sneezing, and, you know, and I was going through some turbulent period of my life. And what happened, I got antibiotics.
Okay.
And I got antibiotics and having coffee.
Yep.
And I got anaphylactic shock. And I stopped breathing, right? They rewired me in the ambulance and coming back down emergency.
Far out.
Anyway, I was told the checks. Doctor says you're not allergic to penicillin. I think it's your mental. It's like, why mentally? She says to me, where you unhappy? It's like this, this, and this, and this. But majority was my look, my physical look. I was 147 kilos, right?
Yep.
And she says to me, what are you eating? I said, like, Nutella, Coke. McDonald's, honestly, like I was eating like for 2 years and I gained like a 40 kilos.
McDonald's,
and was,
wow, okay.
Yeah, it is. And she says to me, your blood, it's catastrophic, right? So all these chemical reactions happen in your body, you don't know, because you feel well. And then one moment hit me, and I hit me hard that moment, right? And I stopped breathing in anaphylactic shock, and I said, like, this is the wake up call. You know, and this is now 7 years after, you know, it's going to be July this year, seven years. But thing is, since then, I'm very cautious what I'm doing, you know, even
what
today.
Eating?
Yeah, what you I'm know, taking I, inside my, you know, I stopped drinking, I stopped many things, you know what I mean? But the thing is, that was my downfall, because I laughed to everybody who was taking shake, protein, you know what I mean? I'm the great, I'm the this, what vitamins, look at me, I'm good.
We don't say take shakes 3 days. Three times a day, like, start your day healthy, you know, put the right, because, you know, like at lunchtime, why do people feel sluggish and sleepy after having a lunch of when you think I spent $20 for carbohydrates, and, you know, and then when I go to work, I'm feeling tired because all the blood is now rushing to my stomach to be doing its magic with digesting the food. So suddenly I'm feeling tired, people drink more coffee. So, you know, obviously health has proven that, you know, you limit everything. But when your cells are in order, then whatever you eat in small portions, it is okay, you know, because I don't believe in depriving ourselves of joy. You know, sometimes eating, like you said, greasy food. Though my mind would never want to now even reach out to a greasy food, because it already spells trouble for me. So I rather want to be living healthily but enjoying healthier options. So once you start to become healthy, like you said, you know, you had that scare and you were starting to look after yourself. So Osama is about maintenance, you know. It's not like so one of the ladies in my group of Osana, she was a registered nurse, and she said, I was so sick and tired of seeing people who could look after themselves but they've totally neglected, and then they end up on the operating table. So she's quit her job, and she was also losing her eyesight. So Osama has actually fixed her up. Her eyesight's good now.
So there is the magic. There is a silver lining. What do you think, Matt? We'll take a short break. Sarita, we'll take a short break now. And we'll after break, we'll talk a little bit more with Sarita Verma. She's a true gem. She's a gem of the Hills area. Ladies and gentlemen, listening to Live 90.5 Business Insights with Mario and Matt Caruana. Thank you for the looking after the playlist. Thank you for looking after the console. Thank you for looking after all communications, mate. Take a break.
Stay around, guys. Won't be long.
Alive 90.5.
Hi, Alan Barnes from Dural Pool Shop. A couple of thoughts about the importance of year-round maintenance. Keep your pool clean and clear. The perfect time to call us for friendly advice and help is now. We come to you, no job too big or small. We have all the chemicals and parts. Come and see us at New Line Road, Dural, opposite the Vicar Pub. Be sure to check our website at duralpoolshop.com.au. See how we can make swimming more enjoyable.
a proud station sponsor.
Proud sponsors Linden Electric have been best in class since 1977, providing unparalleled electrical expertise in commercial, industrial and laboratory solutions. This dynamic family-run team prides themselves on over 43 years' worth of client-focused results based on their core values of quality, safety and integrity. Linden Electric, experts in electrical, 9890 9663 or email james@linden.net.au for a booking. Station sponsor.
Term 3 courses are open for enrolments at the Parramatta College and you have the option to learn either face-to-face in the classroom or online via Zoom. Courses include leisure and lifestyle, languages, computer skills, business and work skills. Fee-free training is also available. This training is subsidised by the New South Wales Government and eligibility criteria applies. Improve your personal and professional development with the Parramatta College. Enrol today. Call 9687 2072 or visit parramattacollege.edu.au. Station sponsor.
You are listening to Alive 90.5, serving the Hills, Parramatta and Cumberland areas since 1992.
Now, when we thought that we couldn't get higher, things started looking down. I look at you and you look at me like nothing but strangers now. Two kids with their hearts on fire, don't let it burn us out. Think about what you believe in now. Am I someone you cannot live without? Cause I know I don't wanna live without you. Like we never look away. Broke kids running through the city. Don't let the memory fade. You said, hey, what you doing for the rest of your life? And I said, I don't even know what I'm doing tonight. Went from one conversation to your lips on mine. You said I never regretted the day that I called you mine. So I call you
Live 90.5.
It's quarter to four here on Business Insights with Mario.
And you're going to be locked down for another 10 days. Locked down till the Friday, 16th of July. Matt Caruana, Mario Beckers on Live 90.5. We are here for you guys. And everybody who feels a little bit down, I can strongly suggest talk to the Matt Caruana or Matt Grant. They're together running the mental health to everybody. So if you look for assistance, feel free to reach Matt Caruana. He knows this. Yes, Matt? You want to say something?
So, Sarita, I've got a question for you based on mental health. Yep. So, what is people's physical health and their nutrition? How does that impact and play a role in their mental health?
Okay, very interesting. I was listening to a radio maybe about a month ago, you know, and they said, if your gut's not healthy, your whole mental frame is not healthy.
Your gut.
So it really starts with our guts. And Usana has this amazing probiotics and the FiberG, you know, that really help your guts to be healthy. And,
why guts? Why guts, Sarita, if I may ask you?
I don't know
guts?
Why guts, but that's what I, you know, was mentioned, that if we get our guts right,
yes,
everything else resets too.
Can I reset that question for you? Yeah, we did interview that lovely lady here. We spoke about guts, and we related to the toilet paper during the lockdown. That people, you know, it's true. Like, because we are sensing it's coming something bad, so we're looking to feed ourselves, right? It's a comfort, and we're comforting ourselves by eating junk food, but actually we are creating more damage to our body than anything else. So you're on the right road.
That's right, and you know, sometimes I tell my friends, I say, just try and be on this path of health and see where your energy level takes you, because you'll be surprised when you are not healthy, you're sluggish. You know, your body is out of whack with yourself. Your mind, the healthy mind obviously starts with a healthy body. So if you start to watch what you put in your mouth, you know, you are actually improving your health. And you know, It's moderation. Like, if you want to smoke, smoke in moderation. If you want to drink in moderation. But your health, without your health, nothing really matters, right? Why are we working so hard for if we don't even care about our health?
So, Sarita, may I ask you one question? I know Matt Caruana. Have you met Matt Caruana in the face?
No.
I'm looking forward because, you know, plan was to be in the studio today.
I know.
Unfortunately, the newest version of COVID Lombarda, it's in Sydney, in Australia. Yeah, so yeah, we can't have that. But COVID restrictions doesn't allow us, you know what I mean? And it's better that way, not having people in the studio. Now, looking forward for the one day soon you'll be with us in studio, as soon as these restrictions be removed. But I want you to, you know, meet Matt Caruana, because he's a legend for me. He's a true hero. And I know why he's doing what he's doing to help other people who struggle mentally, yes. But why are you helping others? Why do you want to help others?
Well, that's what it is, you know, when you reach, like, it's like your calling, right? Like, for Matt, that's what he wants to do for mental health. For me, it's having bad health and suddenly realize it's possible, you know, from my just taking the vitamins kind of reset me. But then I started to also take the Nutrimeal. So my breakfast is set. And sometimes if I'm lazy at lunch, I'll have another shake, you know. They come in three yummy flavors. So, and Usana has just introduced their active nutrition.
Yeah.
So the calories are all controlled. You, even when you take it, you will feel marvelous. And I mean, if I was there today, I would have brought a shake each for you to enjoy.
And you will. Well, Matt, he needs, because he goes 4 o'clock in the morning in gym. I go very late after 7 o'clock. You know, I mean, like, I'm senior citizen. I can't wake up that early anymore. So.
And this is so convenient, right?
Yes.
If I wasn't meeting my friends for lunch,
I
wouldn't go out and buy a takeaway. No way. So I'll always carry a shake with me, and there's always water. Just shake it, and I'm good for the next meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And it's perfect. It's cheap. It's not expensive. It helps you save. You're safe, and you also looking after your health.
Matt, he will take a shake. I'll take the Domino pizza.
You will take the pizza? Who said that?
Mario.
Mario, I'm going to get you to take this.
I'm just joking.
Experience with health is after a month.
Maybe Matt has more questions before we lock down this.
Very quickly, I also wanted to share that USANA is endorsed by third parties, so it's not because I'm saying it.
Yes.
That it is good and you have to buy it because I'm selling it. It has been endorsed by third parties. So Today Tonight did a video on, so you can actually Google it, Today Tonight Multivitamins. And they did it a few years ago and it still holds true. That if you and they listed about 110 multivitamins that we see daily.
Yes.
But USANA was rated number one, and number two was like 40% down the track. So USANA is like, it just aced it. It's just the best. You know, it's been rated platinum. A study done in Canada by the Pharmaceutical Guild, because they tested 1,600 products in the United States, Canada, Mexico, and Colombia.
Mm-hmm.
And they tested each one to see how potent your vitamins are. When you tell me what's on the ingredients, they check it out. And most of them are rated 2-star, 3 stars, but when they tested USANA, it was 100%. Platinum, 5 stars. So
wow.
It just tells you the integrity of the scientists. He recalled all his manufacturing plants in countries where it's a bit shady, so he took control of manufacturing them all in Salt Lake City so that he could be sure the integrity of the multivitamin is there. And he endorses each box with his signature, so he knows that whenever they want to test the products, it'll come out 100%.
That's good. Perfect.
No.
So Sarita, I've
endorsements.
Sarita, I've got a quick question. So before we wrap up, USANA, it's not a company that we actually really shown or like hear about much. Why is that? And where can we find it?
You don't hear about it?
Well, not that we don't hear about it. It's more that we aren't exposed to it like other companies. Like you see,
like Blackmores and yeah.
Yeah, all that.
We are not entitled to say the names of the companies because it's not paid, but you can share that freely. So, you know, before we wrap up this, Sarita, can you share with our listeners how they can find you or how they can contact you?
I would love, if you can share my number, I would love to sit down with them and show them all the things I have mentioned.
Yes.
And have them try it for a month or two, because I have a 92-year-old lady that's actually on auto order. She loves it. She says, my goodness, I used to be stuck in bed, but now I can at least walk around my house. And she's 92. So she buys the health pack. She has the fish oil. Everything is top rated, you know. And you don't see it in the shops because it's obviously a bit more expensive than our home brands, because it's got all the ingredients that our sales need, you know. So it's a bit more expensive. But so we have reps around. So it is network marketing. But you get the best products. And because if we put it on the shelf next to a cheaper brand, this one will lose up because of price. But yet, it's got all the ingredients your body would need.
Well, thank you, Sarita, very much for being our guest today on Line 90.5 Business Insights with Matt and Mario. Please feel free to come over. Yes, Sarita?
Yep, so share my number with your callers, and I'd love to have a chat with them.
Absolutely. Looking forward, Sarita. And the interview with Sarita you can find tonight on our website at live905.com.au. The podcast with the businesses, Mari and Matt. I'd like to say again, thank you, Sarita Verma, for being our guest. And I'd like to say thank you, Darren Capps Davis, for the design of our new
look. Thank you. I need the two of you to try for a month and tell me how you feel. You'll be jumping.
As soon as you come on our website, as soon as you come with the studio. Sarita, thank you very much for being our guest.
All right. No, thank you again. Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Sarita.
Alive 90.5.
One more drink, one more Bacardi, one more dance at this after party. We still going strong. Speed so fast like a Ferrari. We get wilder like on safari. We still going strong. And all of these good things. All we need, good things. Tonight we go all night long. We party like Post Malone. Don't tell me to go. Yeah, we are never, ever going home tonight. Ain't nobody kill my vibe. Don't tell me to
the sunrise. We are in a zone. 5 a.m. and we still are rolling in the deepest of my emotions. We are in a zone. And all of these good things. All we need, good things. Tonight we go all night long. We party like Post Malone. Don't tell me to go. Yeah, we are never, ever going home tonight. Ain't nobody kill my vibe. Don't tell me to go. Yeah, we are never, ever going home. Yeah, we are never, ever going home. Yeah, we are never, ever going home. Tonight we go all night long. We party like Post Malone. Don't tell me to go.
Okay, medical students, who can tell me what blood type A means?
It means that A-type antigens are in the blood.
Very good. And who can tell me what B-type blood means?
Oh, me.
Yes.
A B-type blood means...
Blacktown! Blacktown City! Woo! Blacktown City is in the blood.
And is it a rare blood type?
Not around my neck of the woods.
Show your support and show up. Blacktown City FC. Your town, your team.
Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling is slow cooked for that big crunch and taste. Put some crunch in your munch. As a 100% Australian-owned business, Penny's Crispy Pork Crackling have been supplying deliciously crispy snacks in three crunch-tastic flavours, barbecue, chilli and original, to pubs, bottle shops, grocers and butchers in the Hills District. Order some now by visiting our website at penniescrackling.com.au, spelt with a Y, or calling 02-8068 9664.
Station sponsor.
We got power and could lift Walk.
Before our superhero can save the world, he has to battle a very powerful foe of his own. Muscular dystrophy. Muscular dystrophy is a life-threatening, muscle-wasting disease that destroys young lives, muscle by muscle.
I'm the toughest.
Please help in the fight for a cure. Contact Muscular Dystrophy Association now at mda.org.au.
You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
Every Friday night from 9 turns back the clock to remember those classic hits of the 50s.
Ring, ring, goes the bell.
60s.
I'll be along with you.
And the 70s. Join Kara McGay as she relives the music of three great decades. Great jukebox memories. Some tried to stop it.
Rock and roll has got to go.
Most of us loved it.
Paul McCartney.
Jukebox Jive. Every Friday night from 9 on FM 90.5.
Today's bulletin brought to you by Your Sound, Your Community, Alive 90.5.
National Radio News.